Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
Glad to have you with us here on KFH. We are joined now by our Royals insider, Jalen Thompson. KC Star, beat reporter for the Royals. Jalen, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jacob. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. And this football crazy weekend coming into a Monday, there have been a lot of a lot of headlines for Major League Baseball, most of them made by the Dodgers. We'll take that for what it's worth. But there's some other stuff happening, too. We'll spend some time today maybe looking at players we don't really know about yet. And we'll start with sort of the news item, and that's the since the last time we talked, that's the international free agency period. The Royals get a couple of notable ones, including Baseball America's number 7 ranked international prospect. But what do we take away from these kinds of lists, and how would you or how are you hearing evaluations on what the Royals were able to do there?
Exactly. You're looking for upside. You're looking for players that could become the next Salvador Perez, someone that, you sign out of international signing period that can come through the system and hopefully be an impact player for your team down the line, maybe 4 or 5 years down the road. So these type of signings are always important because you want to build out the depth of your organization. And along the way, if you can have someone that becomes that star that can help impact your team, that's always a great step for you as a team, as an organization, as you continue to just build out for the future. So when you look at some of these deals, it's too early to tell if guys are going to pan out. But with a lot of the metrics and the skill sets that a lot of these players that the Royals signed in this international signing period have, I think that it would be good for them to potentially act on that. We're talking about 17, 18-year-olds. So we really don't know until they turn about 21, 22, 23, like what they could be. So this is always good just to see the type of talent that's out there.
Yeah, Jalen, talking about some major league free agents, the way that the MLB offseason works is this is like an 8-month free agency or whatever it ends up being. Jacob brought up Dodgers make another signing. The way in the baseball world, big market versus small market, what moves can the Royals make with these big market moves that, like Dodgers and Yankees and Mets and all these guys make? What role do the Royals fit in all this?
Yeah, TJ, I think it comes down to what the market will be in the next couple of weeks, because there are certainly a lot of guys that are still out there that are going to need homes, like Alec Bregman's and the Anthony Santander's and guys of that. Like, and early in the offseason, you see those names, you're like, oh, they're going to get long-term deals. They're going to sign for years upon years and make a whole bunch of money. Now we're talking about spring training is right around the corner. So do some of those guys decide they want to sign a shorter-term deal and try to test their luck next year on the market? So if that's the case, then that brings small market teams like the Royals back into play, because now you're talking about if you can maybe spend for 1 year, get someone that can help impact your team, and then you have a whole year to convince them either to re-sign for a longer period or continue to on with their career. I think Michael Wacha is a great example of that. From last year, he signed a 1-year deal, plus he had a player option for the next year. And he decided to exercise his player option to opt out, and he just re-signed with the team again. So I think something like that could happen for the Royals. But like I said, it just depends on what a player wants to do and how they view themselves on the market.
Jalen Thompson joining us, KC Star at Jalen Thompson on X. Find all the work on at the KC Star. So we've got the economics of baseball in play. It's very obvious for everybody to see that some teams have massive advantages in baseball, doesn't always lead to championships. We know that too. One place the Royals can get better is through, you know, their minor league system.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think has the best chance of being impactful out of the minor leagues this year? Guys that we haven't really seen get the opportunity yet, or maybe even guys who've only had a small opportunity. Which players are you looking for this year to actually make an impact on the big league roster?
There's one guy that I really think could be impactful, but he has to be consistent. It's Nelson Velasquez. Because if you looked at what he kind of did playing in winter ball, he went on a home run binge last week or so, where he hit like four or five home runs in like succession in certain games that he was playing over out there. So he's someone, when he came to the Royals in 2023, he went off and he hit like nine home runs when he came over from the Chicago Cubs. I think that if the Royals look for power, they want power in their lineup. I think that if they can't find it on the open market, well, if Nelson Velasquez has a good spring training, he makes the team, then you have power right there that you can add to your reserves, whether that's a bench role or a platoon situation. There's a reason why they picked him up off of from a trade from the Cubs in 2023. So if he can show that consistent power, that's something that you could use that you don't have to go and trade for or sign or anything like that. Another player I want to see is Nick Lofton. I think Nick Lofton is someone that has a lot of great bat-the-ball skills, someone that can hit for average, someone that can get on base and plays good defense. I just think that he hasn't really had the opportunity to show it at the full level. The Royals kind of put him up for a little bit, and then they send him down when they added more pieces because they were trying to win. So they have a lot of guys in AAA. Last year's timeline just pushed everything up. So now these guys that are coming back to spring training this year, they have to really show, do they deserve a spot on the bench as a reserve, or do they still need more seasoning in the minor league level?
Yeah, Jalen, you know, you think back to early this offseason, you know, the Brady Singer trade. If you're in, you know, JJ's spot right now, you know, even if you just look up Casey Royals news, you're going to see rumblings of all these guys that they could trade for and everybody's ideas of everything. Do you explore any of that, or do you roll with the group that you have? If there's anybody with trade value, you know, is there anybody you think we could see?
I think you have to explore it. I know talking with JJ Piccolo a couple weeks ago, he was saying, yeah, we're continuing to look at all options and, you know, deciding what we want to do. They still want to add that bat to the middle of the lineup. So I think you do have to continue to explore those things, because you're never really done building your team. You can always find a way to get an advantage on any point or any type of situation. I know we mentioned last time, but you look at spring training last year, they had John Schreiber come in to help the bullpen, and he wasn't really on anyone's radar, but they just made a trade for him. They picked him up, and then he was a key part of the team down the stretch. So I think you just continue to look and continue to see who can you find in the right situation at the right time to fill out a roster spot for you and get better. And I think that's what the Royals are going to do.
Jalen, we appreciate it. We're so close to pitchers and catchers and doing all that thing while we're sitting here watching football and college basketball. Yeah. All of these things, you're going to keep us surprised. We're going to watch these prospects. We're going to keep an eye on all these players, and we're going to do it with you through the KC Star. We appreciate you being here. Happy Reaction Monday to you, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank you guys so much for having me.
There goes Jalen Thompson again, at Jalen Thompson on X, all his work at the KC Star. It is sort of that you know, TJ, it's that time for the Royals where we're just sort of eagerly waiting. And I do think you guys both, Jalen brought up a good point. Like, this is a time to make shrewd moves. If you're the Royals, this is where you go and you find your shrewd moves to make the team better. while others are making the headline splashes. The Royals aren't going to be in on any headline splashes. That doesn't mean there aren't good players out there.
Yeah, it's such an interesting spot for the Royals, thinking back to, you know, the 2014 year. It was kind of like just kind of building towards it, and then 2014 you sneak in the playoffs and go all the way to the World Series, and then by the time you got to 2015, you were a World Series team. You didn't have to do that much. You know, these Royals, they found some success last year in what they did, and it's kind of, you don't think that they're a good enough team to quite make that kind of run, so you kind of have to do something of what that's going to be. You know, they've done quite a bit already, but it's a playoff team. It's just a matter of how you can get to that next step of being a playoff team.
I agree. I think they're there. I think they'll absolutely contend and be in the mix for it. All right, let's talk real quick before we go about the college football national championship tonight. We've got Ohio State. We've got Notre Dame. Notre Dame is an 8.5-point dog tonight. Pride alone and a childhood love of Notre Dame that's not quite there like it used to be, but it's still there. And I don't like Ohio State has me pulling for the Irish tonight. My brain tells me they should be more than an 8.5-point underdog. I think they could be in real trouble here tonight in a sport that features lopsided national championship games all the time.
True.
I'm afraid of that tonight, quite frankly. But hey, you know, let's go Irish. Can you control the ball and make Will Howard, I guess, make a couple of mistakes here? It's going to take a lot, I think, for Notre Dame to be able to win this game.
Yeah, there's a reason that Ohio State's so good. You know, everybody talks about the payroll of the NIL and everybody that they went out and got. And this is a team that, you know, they kind of added Caleb Downs and Will Howard and a couple of a star freshmen and everything like that, like Jeremiah Smith. So they've made a good team last year just that much better with just the little things that they've done. You know, they're favored by 8.5 for a reason. This is the best team in college football. They've slipped up a couple of times, but they've looked really good the last month.
Yeah, they have. And this is why this format is better. It's better because the two teams that are in this championship game would not have been there otherwise. They both, you know, had some losses that are head scratchers. But the goal of a season is to find the best team. That is the goal of the season, is to find the best team. And all season, most of the season, the collective has thought that Ohio State was probably the most talented team, and at times they've played like the best team, and they may be the best team, and we need to be able to call them that at the end of the year. We'll find out. Notre Dame, same kind of story. Notre Dame hasn't looked as impressive at times as Ohio State has this year, but they've won all their games except for one blunder early in the year, and they've earned their right back to this place. I'm so happy we have that tonight. I am. Like, this is the way it should be. We shouldn't be guessing at who the best team was. And it doesn't always happen that way. There are a lot of years where it's pretty dang clear all the way through wire to wire who the best team is. This wasn't one of those years, right? And if it was, there was a delay and we got to fix that in the games and how long it took them to play. But here's the championship game. It's got great storylines. I just hope it's close.
Yeah.
I just hope it's close.
Yeah. One thing I want to ask you, just to localize this a little bit, because if Will Howard wins a national championship, you know every K-State fan's going to be like, we let a national championship quarterback walk out of man. And a lot of them are going to do it because they're going to overreact about this. No. Just let's just talk about the situation, okay? Will Howard, if he was still on K-State, they might win one more game.
Yeah, I correct. Okay. That's accurate. Okay. Will Howard never had... So, it's the perfect scenario for why I like the NIL, why I like the transfer portal. I hope it gets under control. Don't misunderstand. Like, it's a little too chaotic for me. But at the end of the day, you had a situation where K-State had to move on to Avery Johnson. Will Howard is like a quadruple A player, we think, right? Who's got an opportunity to go somewhere with better weapons than he's ever had, to be put in a position just through the roster to do something, A, that he can get paid for, but B, can there won't have been anything else Will Howard could have done that positions him better for NFL scouts than to say, hey, look what I can do with all these NFL caliber receivers, exactly, right, and players. So he did that. Yeah, I'm with you. About one more game. Avery Johnson doesn't hurt his hip. They win one or two more games, right? Like, it's... There should be no revisionist. K-State fans, I think, for the most part, are just kind of pulling for Will Howard. I don't think most of them that I've talked to don't regret it. All right, we're coming back. More Sports Daily. Stick with us. It's Albrockton Cleveland on a Monday.